This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, everybody. It's Vanessa from the program Unique Abilities, run through Mahi Tahi Tātou Charitable Trust. We are broadcasting from the King Street Artworks exhibition studio. Thank you to King Street Artworks, and thank you to Mahi Tahi for supporting me. So, without further ado, we have got the lovely ladies from Age Concern, so Deanne and Suzanne. Suzanne's the manager from...
I'm sorry. Anthony's offsider.
Offsider for Age Concern this week. I apologise.
It's all right. I apologise. I feel very important.
That's right. I know. Yeah.
We'll make you manager for today.
And so, I do health coordinator.
Nice.
Yeah, I do that role. So yeah,
Well,
so kind of colleagues.
Thank you so much for coming along. It made it really handy because you're actually just next door to King Street Artworks. So, I mean, you didn't have far to walk or drive. So
yeah, that was very handy for us.
We were really early.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, didn't have to find a park anywhere.
Yep, there's someone.
So, as I say, welcome. So, as part of today's program, I think just getting you out there... because I'm guessing a lot of people wouldn't. You used to work from
the Soway Showgrounds?
Showgrounds. So I'm guessing a lot of people would still not be getting used to where you are now. So would you like to just let us know your address?
Yes.
In case somebody wants to come on and... I mean, come on to your books and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't know,
If
your books... If you've got any more people...
We're always...
Come along and...
It is 14B, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. 14B Queen Street, next to King Street Art is our...
So you can come and have a quick look around the art gallery here and purchase some amazing presents and then pop in and see us.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is equally an amazing office, I must say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are lucky.
I think I quite often... cruise on there and I'm just like I think I just like to hang out with
just
you
come
ladies
and say hello
and you know and just take in the ambience because it's beautiful in there. It's got an amazing atmosphere in there. So anyway, without further ado, so just clarifying a little bit of what you offer to
older people in our community, Wairarapa, Wairarapa.
So, kia ora, my name's Susan, as you've said, and my main core role is working in the elder abuse space, which is not the, not the fun side of things where some of our other activities are, but supporting those older people in our community that are experiencing distress through, pressures from families or any other difficulty that they might be having that's causing them to be, distressed. It's quite an interesting, when Anthony and I started in this role, it was quite interesting because everyone has a different layer of distress and some people put up with a lot more than what they need to, but they don't realise that it is something that they can come to us for some confidential advice. We do have to have their consent to work with them, and our referrals come from a lot of other places as well, like from GPs. We have a wonderful planned care team that works through Masterton Medical Centre. They quite often send us clients, which is great because they actually go out to the family homes. Yeah. And a lot of people may come across as being, things going really well, but at home it's not a safe place for them to be, and it's a sad place for them to be. So. Yeah, we can either come and meet people at home, which is quite helpful for us as well, to find out what their circumstances are, or they can come and see us here at Queen Street.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's totally confidential, and we just work through situations. We may refer them out to other organisations as well for counselling or something like that, but just acknowledging that the situations aren't a happy situation for them, and quite often they can actually work out how to fix things themselves, which is perfect, and we just support them through that.
Yeah, I was going to say they just need a little bit of guidance.
And acknowledgement. That's the big thing, isn't it? Because people experiencing any form of family harm don't really want to acknowledge it, and they don't want to ask for help because they think it's a family thing. Over 75% of people that cause family harm, obviously within the family or living with that person as well. So,
yeah,
it is a big thing, and it's tough for people to actually ask for help. So we try and, navigate them through that process.
Do you, can you be like a support person for, like, if they, for example, with harm, can you sort of be a go-between between the police and the family or the person that's...
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have connections through the family harm team or family safety team, it used to be, and any other organisations. So a lot of formulate a plan with their input of what they want to see happen, and then we try and just orchestrate that with them. We work alongside people. We don't, we can only, help them make decisions and support them through that, and that might be through advocacy as well. Because, normally those people are the isolated people in our community, which, Age Concern are trying to, prevent. So it's more of a prevention service that's on the other side of our Age Concern activities that we do. So it can be really rewarding, and it can be just a short process, or it can be quite a lengthy process as well.
That's good to know that that you can actually support them through that sort of, because I know I've heard about a lot of elder abuse, and it's not good, but so with that, with them saying that, what other support in terms of that can you offer, can be offered in terms of like elder abuse and things like that?
What other supports? I'd like to sort of talk a little bit about other activities that socialise people. So one of the really most recent things, which is probably about a year old now, is the Buddy Up group that Rachel organises. It's really to get people out into communities and into groups, because we know, if we don't socialise, we become maybe... the isolation causes us to maybe... receiving people that will take advantage of us as well. So the Buddy Up group's great, and it goes back to the old fashioned thing, like stamp collecting clubs and stuff like that. Getting people of like interest so they can contact Rachel. She's out in our community all the time. She spends a lot of time at the library as well, doing different bits and pieces. But she will just have a chat to you, see what you're what you're into, and she will find out if there's a group in our community that's already doing that and hook you up with them, or she will try her hardest to find other people that might be interested in doing that as well. So at the moment at the library, she's doing Books Alive, which is on a at 11 o'clock.
On a Tuesday.
Last Tuesday is the 10th, and then they break.
That's right.
Everyone sort of has a bit of a closure period. So on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock, Books Alive, and that means someone reading stories, because quite often it's nice to hear. That's why people get those talking books and things like that. She also does the band practice at Mahitahi Taho Day Base, 11:30 on a Friday, which that seems to have been really great. Ukulele for Beginners at the Marston Library on a Friday at 1 o'clock. So Fridays there are really her busy day. So if you want to just catch up and have a listen to what's going on and get into the buzz, because it does become a bit of a buzz. Everyone likes music,
definitely.
I'm sure. Pop down there. So that's from 11 o'clock. which is great. They're doing cribbage, which is actually at our age concern office. Cribbage is a very sort of older generation game, I think, which has made a bit of a comeback. And that started off with one gentleman, I think, just mentioning to her that he would like to have other people
keep
that
playing.
He would play
with.
Yeah,
so he doesn't have anyone to work with.
Oh, that's awesome. Been great. So that is on a Friday at 11:30 at Age Concern here at 14B Queen Street. There's a walk and talk group because... apparently it's really good for you to walk and talk because and you know how fit you're getting if you can talk faster and you're not gasping for air, you're doing some walking as well, so that's helping with your fitness and your jaw.
I'm just saying because when you're talking, time just flies.
I know.
So you don't
sort of distracting you, right?
That's right. You might think that you've gone for 5 minutes walking when it's actually been probably an hour or a couple of hours even. So
exactly.
What a great idea.
That's all good.
It's nice to be out in the fresh air and the sunshine, getting all that vitamin B.
Definitely.
And she's doing a beginner's line dancing. As well. I'm not sure on the dates of that because is that still...
in Martinborough. So that's...
Yeah. But if you want to know...
Still going
about,
for a bit longer till 13th.
And she has line dancing here.
Oh,
yes,
sure.
That's right. We also have a line dancing class in Masterton as well.
Cool.
So, as you Susan said, it's all about social connection.
It is. Because
we're trying to get people together and we don't want people to be sad at home.
Yeah.
Let us know if you need a lift or anything. We can get you there to our coffee mornings. We've got four across the Wairarapa. So, you know, anything like that, we just really want to help people get together. Yeah.
What a great idea.
Rachel's such a, she's such a...
vibrant person.
Yeah, vibrant person. And she gets excited with any challenge. So if you come to her for a challenge of a group that you want to start up...
Just imagine what it could be. Fencing?
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fencing? That's great. Sounds absolutely wonderful.
I mean, like fencing.
That's a lot of... Yeah, not building the fencing, but actually...
Oh, cool.
But, so we do a lot of interesting things at Age Concern. As you say, we're just next door to King Street Art. Give us a call at the office on 377-0066 anytime. You might have suggestions for groups or speakers for our coffee mornings that we have, trip locations, anything like that. We're kind of quite open to feedback. So anything like that. We have driving refresher courses. You name it, we got it. So we're really encouraging people to come and get involved. Because we've got so many exercise classes as well, and again, that's about being in a group, but also building that strength and balance.
Yeah, because that's important as well.
It's very important as you get older. You know,
definitely
keep that balance going. And we're busy, but we're loving it.
And it's good to come to
getting to know our older community
to
and
speak, because you sort of think, oh, there's so many things that
we're
doing.
You guys make
it's like
awesome
the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. It's cool. So you know, we're open to sort of collaborating with other organisations, and so that's kind of few projects for next year. So if you want to work with us again, more than
that
welcome.
Everybody get in touch with Age Concern.
We'd love to hear from you. And thanks for the invite.
Welcome.
Coming along. It was,
you got time to hear about our visiting service.
That's actually what I was going to.
Oh, yes, because you know about that.
I know about it. So, shall I say from my experiences?
Yes,
definitely.
Pre-COVID, I had the opportunity through, I think it was Fran that used to run the accredited visiting group pre-COVID, as I say. And I absolutely love it. I know I can't talk about who the person is due to confidentiality, but I myself found it really refreshing talking to somebody that was a lot older, wiser. I just absolutely enjoyed it. It was only about a couple of hours a week. But unfortunately, COVID happened. So over that time, you weren't able to. I mean, it was just a safety thing.
Got postponed a bit, didn't it? That service.
And that was quite sad. You do get attached.
Of course.
And I mean, you can't help that. We used to just hang out and I would read maybe a magazine or something if she was interested in something because she couldn't.
That's a great idea, actually. Yeah.
She absolutely loved that. And she would talk about what would happen in her family because you get involved. So, and different people did different things, I guess, like playing cards and if you were able to take them places and stuff like that. And I absolutely loved it. That was my experience, and she was such a lovely lady. So if anyone's interested,
absolutely. They've shortened it to the visiting service.
That'd be cool.
So you would have been police vetted and everything like that.
Yes,
so
that's the one thing.
It's super safe.
You have to
aware
do all
of
that.
Those issues. Health and safety.
Which but is great to know that you're not going to be with somebody that's going to match you up with somebody that's done something.
So we're always looking for volunteers to be the visitors, but we also have referrals from people who are wanting someone to come in and visit them as well.
Even if it's just a couple of hours or an hour, just to hang out with them, a week or
Definitely. You know, it would be just, it really makes a difference to
does.
People.
It does, makes them so much happier because, if I had other things on or if I was sick and just going back and having them say, oh, I missed you.
Yes.
It was so lovely. So on both sides.
Yes.
It was nice to have that sort of,
that bond. That's lovely.
So. Connection.
Really cool. That's what it's all about. And their stories are amazing.
They are.
Gosh, I mean, even this year, number of stories I've had from, people been in the services or, all sorts of interesting, amazing things they've done with their lives. And they just, it's amazing hearing about what they've done and, all sorts of interesting things.
Passionate. The lady that I had was passionate about dancing. And,
there you go.
So I would just. Sometimes I'd go on there and I'd talk to her about different things.
What it was like for her.
She loved that. And I mean, that's what you've got to do. You've got to engage with them.
Yeah, find an interest that you've got in common. That sounds lovely.
That was so fun.
Oh, good on you.
So if anyone's out there that's interested in that, please get on board with that or any of the other services. Because you offer so much more than what we've probably touched on. But, part two of getting you back.
That's right.
Because you never know, you might have other stuff that,
Well, there's always stuff going on. We've got our website. Age Concern Why.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And that's got all of our events and all of our services.
Our Age Concern.
Oh, cool. I quite often go through it
and we're on
check
Facebook.
Out what else we do. Oh, there might be something I might know. It's on the website, which is great.
What else have we got? Facebook, email, anything. Yeah.
And you can contact us through the website as well or ring us on our landline.
So what's the landline number?
377-0066.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from people in the community that want to help out or who need...
A bit of support or
exactly, that'd
come
be awesome.
Oh,
come along to our coffee morning. Amazing speakers. We've just had Aaron Slide, the motorcycle champion. So that was awesome. It was really interesting. But we also have a lot of health services that come and speak to us as well.
I'm quite happy to come along and have a chat
about my
experiences and all that sort of thing. So I can come and support you guys by doing that if you like.
That'd be awesome. We'd love to hear from you, new speakers as well. So, thank you.
thank you very much to you lovely ladies for coming along.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
And Susan. So pop on over to Age Concern if you need any information. The ladies have chosen What a Wonderful World by
Louis Armstrong.
Sorry, I should have known that.
it's all right. Everybody
have a wonderful week, and we'll catch up with you some other time. And thank you so much for coming along.
Thanks for the invite, Nessa.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks. Mati wa.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.